The week started off with Valentine's Day, and I proved that you can get romance in many different ways.
You can get it talking. You can get it walking.
And you can get it by whippersnippering your Amazon jungle looking backyard. Check it out.
Come on. Come on, you little.
The whippersnipper started and I went nuts. No weed was safe, no piece of grass went uncut. Grass clippings all over me. I went down, I put my toy down, and Rachel came out from the back and sweaty, and she held out a beer and said, "Look, looks like you need a cold one." And as I looked up to Rachel, she looked at me and I looked at her. I caught that little look in her eye, that romantic glimpse. Even your whippersnipper can help you with your romance on Valentine's Day. There is so much happening over the weekend across the Shoalhaven. The Nowra Speedway has the motos racing, the monster trucks doing monster truck things, and the Demolition Derby, a special guest.
And then we finish off the program with the Demolition Derby, and yeah, we can happily say that we've got a special guest for that one. Robbie Madison's going to be back in town and supporting this event.
There's a raft race happening at Lake Conjola.
We have got prizes up for grab as well, which they are awesome. Please do, you know, create a raft and come down and have some fun.
And the Australian Beach Volleyball Tour hits Mollymook Beach. We spoke to Chris McHugh, an Olympian. Yes, he's been there, represented Australia in beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball is probably the total opposite to tennis, right? Like, there's no quiet place. Yeah. There's DJ going the whole time. People are screaming. It's just a fun party atmosphere, and everybody loves to get down the beach and just spend the day down the beach. So why not come down and have a look?
And I spoke to another Olympian, Nikki Lard, about how hard it is, how tough volleyball is, the sport on the body as an athlete.
I appreciate that. I'm very biased, but I also agree. I think you know, I love the challenge of beach volleyball. I think that, you know, I used to play indoor as well as most beach volleyballers have done. But I didn't like the fact that there was five other people on the court. I just felt like there was too many people doing too much stuff. I preferred the pressure to be sort of 50% on me.
I got well and truly fed at the Plough and Harrow Bakery during the week, and I found out what the secret ingredient is to making a good pie.
A secret to a good pie is fresh ingredients, good products, and love.
Well, I was going to get that because, you know what they say, all you need is love.
During the week, it was the anniversary of Britney Spears' famous meltdown where she went to a salon and shaved all her hair. Yeah, my spies were there. Yeah,
we were there. What can I say?
Now, Miss Spears, are you sure you want me to do this?
Yes, please.
But you seem a little bit under the weather. Have you been taking anything?
Oh, definitely, but I'd still like you to do it.
Here we go.
Please, take it off.
Hello,
Brittany. It looks good.
No, it doesn't, Brittany.
He's doing it.
There we have it. I've got spies everywhere, all over the galaxy. I do, you know. They're everywhere. And that's the week that was on the 2ST Brekkie Show.